Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. It's my pleasure, as always, as we continue to celebrate our 10th anniversary, the end of our 10th year, beginning of our 11th year on the air as a small business advocate. We've been doing this since November of 97, and we've been broadcasting nationally syndicated since then, and in January, we'll be celebrating our 10th year of our simulcast on the internet. We have been, this January, we will have been simulcasting 100% constantly for 10 years worldwide on the internet. And long, many years before the world adopted broadband, we were still cranking it out there. And we've been archiving since 99. So we're glad to be here, glad to be helping, doing what we can do to help you with your small business. And we thank you for all the things that you do. And I know that one of the reasons why you hang out with us is because we get to hang out with cool people like our good friend Ivan Meisner, founder and CEO of Business Network International. He's the author of so many books, I hurt myself carrying them in here. And one of the last ones is Truth or Delusion. I think that may be the very last one, in addition to Masters of Sales, Giver's Gain, Masters of Success, Masters of Networking, on and on. And I'm so happy to say he's our good friend. Ivan Meisner, welcome back to the show.
Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
I just did the Google thing for a small business expert, and you are your number one. That's great.
You didn't believe me?
No, I wanted to see it for myself. I was excited for you. Now, here's what's really great. There are 49 million hits,
And
you're number one.
Yeah. and Ivan, isn't that as it should be?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I mean, God is in his heaven. All is right with the world, right?
That's right. Great.
That's the story I'm sticking to. Ivan, you've been with me since the summer of 99, and I want you to know that, as you know, we really appreciate your support of us and all the things that we do, and you're a classic example. When I talk to my audience about the commitment that my Brain Trust members make to us and to them, because of how you guys feel about my audience, about small business owners, you're a perfect example of that, and on behalf of my audience, we thank you.
Well, thank you, and congratulations. 10 years, that's a long time. You've impacted a lot of business people. That's what it's all about.
You know what's most exciting to me, Ivan, is today when I came in the door of my studio, my office where my studio is, I was just as excited about coming to work today as I was 10 years ago when I started doing this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. If you don't love what you do, you're not going to be successful at it. I talk to business people all the time about that. You got to be passionate about what it is that you're doing.
And in the eight and a half years you and I've been doing this, I hear that in your voice too. I see that in your face when we meet. You're still like that.
Yeah, definitely. I love what I do. I think I've told you a couple times, I'm a 20-year overnight success.
Yeah.
It took 20 years to get to where I wanted to get, but I'm at the position now where I'm really working mostly on the business instead of in the business, and I'm doing the kinds of things that I want to do. And you know, the listeners out there that have their own small business, you can get to the point where you're really doing the majority of the things that you want to do, but it doesn't happen overnight. You got to stick to it, and you have to put in your dues.
And you know,
a lot of people don't do that. They say they don't get that. They just see the end result and they think, "Oh, wow, this guy's really successful."
Well, see, that's what I talk about. That's what I mean when I talk about the parallel universes of running a business. The one universe is the operational side. The capitalization, the banking, hiring and firing, managing employees, dealing with customer service, that sort of thing. The other side, what I call the marketplace side, that's the business that you're in. Whatever that may be, battleships or balloons or whatever it may be, if you don't love the battleship side more than anything in the world, you're not going to come back because you're going to have to do the operational side.
Yeah, very true.
You got to love what you do if you're going to be successful. And really, Ivan, you're a perfect example of this. I am too. Even, you know, it's not even about capital. It's not even about whether you have enough capital or not, is it?
No, it's not. You know, one of the books I wrote, Masters of Success, there's a quote in there from Vince Lombardi Jr., who's talking about his dad, the legendary football coach. And Lombardi said, I'd rather have a player with 100% passion and 50% ability than a player with 100% ability and 50% passion.
Exactly. The same as exactly. Business. Well said. Quick break, 20 till. Ivan Meisner is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Hello, Jim. This is Dave Noonan, author of Ace Offen and CEO. Congratulations on 10 years of serving the small business nation. Aesop said, slow and steady wins the race, and you are living proof by bringing together the largest community of small business experts in the world. Keep up the great work.
We're back. It's 17 till. Thank you, David, for that. And we're having a great time with our good friend Ivan Meisner, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the founder of Business Network International, that's BNI.com. If you'll check out that website, folks, you will not be disappointed. And is it 37 countries now, Ivan?
37 countries, 4,967 chapters.
Unbelievable. And all because he's been doing this show, folks, for the last 8 or 9 years. We're so glad we could help him out. No, it's just been so much fun to watch the BNI grow. And you know, Ivan, there are two reasons why BNI has grown so well. Number one is you've got an incredible business model. You've got an incredible human model that you've created and have been able to leverage and franchise. But the other thing is human beings are starting to reconnect with each other in a way that we either haven't for a long time or with technology that we may never have been able to. Speaking of technology, talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on the online networking.
Well, you know, I just started a blog with entrepreneur.com where I've been a columnist, and I talk about this subject on one of my blog entries recently. And I belong to a number of online networks. One of my favorite is eCademy, where people are connecting all over the world. And it's very interesting how sometimes people behave completely differently on an online network than they would face-to-face. Have you experienced that?
Well, a little bit, yeah. I'm not doing that much online networking, but you're exactly right. Now, what's been interesting to me, Ivan, is in the last 10 years, as we've been building what we have here, we've been building our Brain Trust community, which is over 600 people now.
Right.
And what's been interesting to me are how many people have become what I consider to be good friends whom I have never met. Now, right. You and I have met a couple of times, but we've been friends for years before we met. But there are people that I'm actually working with on projects right now, that I've known for 10 years and I've never met them.
Yeah, well, online communities can help you do that to some extent. I still believe that, you know, meeting helps to accelerate that. At least, you know, you and I have talked by phone through the radio show many, many times prior to that. So I think that really helps. But there are people that have never actually even talked by phone, and they're working.
That's exactly right. But there are limitations, aren't there?
There really are. One of the ones is the behavior sometimes online is different than what you'd get face to face. I'm in one of these online networks that I'm talking about recently. I got an email from some person who I'd never met, didn't know, never connected with. I had no idea who this person was. And I get this email about another person who I had no idea who she was. And he was just sending out this email to a whole lot of people saying, don't let this woman join. She's the biggest mistake you'll ever make. She's a disaster. She's unreliable. She's a liar. And I was like, why did I get this email from this stranger? But the impersonal nature of online communication sometimes leads people to behave in ways that they'd never get away with in person, because they're, you know, the social mores are easily bypassed when you're not looking someone in the eyes.
Well, and you know, of course, in my case, I think maybe I'm better off if I, you know, if I just do it virtually. I think maybe when I actually meet people, it probably maybe sends the sends things, you know, downward. But for most people, I think it's I think it's whenever possible, if you can meet the person, and especially if they are in your area,
yeah,
you know, especially if you can actually physically meet with them. I just keep remembering what Nesbitt said. John Nesbitt, in his book Megatrends 25 years ago or more, said we're always going to have high tech, and the more high tech we have, that's fine, but we're always going to want high touch.
Yeah, high tech, high touch. Very true. And you know, clearly I think B&I is an example of the high touch part of that. The more technologically advanced the world has become, the more important has been for people to connect in person. And I think that's one of the reasons why we've been reasonably successful, is that the technology has led to making sure that we have these personal networks that continue to do well.
Well, and the thing I think we got to realize is that as human beings, it's not either or. It's not the technology, and it's not virtually or literally or physically.
Yeah.
It's not either or. It's both and.
Yeah, I agree. But the one thing with technology, though, is you're going to get people who will get onto these networks, and they'd never have the guts to talk about someone personally, right?
Yeah.
This person would never be at a meeting and say those words about that woman
right. To
other people. First of all, if he did, he'd be thrown out, right?
Right.
I mean, he'd just be thrown out. But he wouldn't have the guts to do it. But he can do it through the internet because there's this false sense of security, this power that they can, you know, they can just say whatever they want and send it out, and nobody's going to do anything about it.
Right. No, exactly. Well, and you see that happening, and it's because, part of it is because people act like if they're online that there's a different set of values for online behavior than it is personal behavior.
Yeah, they act like it, and I think that, frankly, I think they believe it. They would not, and that's really where my point is, that they would not do that in person.
Right.
They wouldn't have the guts to do it in person because
folks, they're
hiding behind the computer.
It's, you know, just remember, whether you're online or face-to-face, remember what your mama taught you. Just remember that. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back with our good friend Ivan Meisner. Stay with us.
Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that tomorrow and Friday, I will be broadcasting live from New York City, from the Union League Club in New York City. I'm looking forward to that. We're visiting with our good friend Ivan Meisner. By the way, folks, my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz.biz. Ivan, you're our networking guru. Talk to us about how attitude plays a part in networking.
You know, I've gone to a lot of networking events, and I've seen people griping and complaining about how bad business is, especially when the economy goes down, or they're complaining about employees or whatever. And interestingly enough, one of the studies that I did years ago found that one of the top characteristics of a networker, based on the survey that we did, several thousand people, was having a positive attitude. That people want to do business with people who have a positive attitude. And I was a little surprised to see that one as one of the top 10 characteristics, but the more I looked at it, the more it made sense to me, because people don't like hearing other people complain.
That's exactly right.
But there are
people who really wallow in their self-loathing or their unhappiness or whatever, And those people are toxic, aren't they?
Oh, they are. I mean, some people complain as though there were an award for it, and there isn't.
They enjoy poor health,
yeah.
And you're always hearing about that, or whatever. So if we're networking and we have a person like that, should we take them on as a project, or should we get away?
Oh, no, send them back to mom. Take them on as a project.
Run away. Don't put up with it.
Yeah, but it's easy to fall into it sometimes without thinking about it. And so I bring it up when I talk to people about networking from time to time. It doesn't do any good to complain to people about how bad things are for you, because half the people you tell don't care and the other half are glad,
right?
You're worse off than they are.
So just keep it to yourself, huh?
Maybe with personal, really, really close friends, you can share that kind of thing, because maybe they do care, but nobody else, especially people.
But isn't it amazing, though?
Isn't
it amazing how many times you walk up to somebody you never met before?
Yeah.
And you'll say, hey, how's it going? Well, things are not going so good. Hey, man, don't hit me with that right now,
yeah.
I mean, get to know me a little bit. But you've had that happen before.
Oh, yeah, all the time. And that's why I really try to work at having a really positive response to people when they ask how things are going.
So everybody has attitude. The question is yours a good one or a bad one?
Yeah, is yours worth catching?
Yeah, exactly.
That's absolutely it. And I talk about this. This is another topic that's on my blog. Your listeners might be interested in checking out the blog every now and then. It took years for me to decide to do a blog. I really dragged my feet. But when Entrepreneur.com said, hey, we'd like you to do it for us, I started doing it. Your listeners can get a lot of free content on networking. This topic of attitude was one of the topics we talked about. The blog website is networkingentrepreneur.com. One word, networkingentrepreneur.com. www, of course.
Yeah, well, and it's a good one too, folks. I encourage you. And of course, don't forget BNI.com, and the Entrepreneur Organization is a good bunch of folks. In fact, Ivan, I will be with Reva Lazansky, the executive editor of Entrepreneur Magazine tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you're not in L.A., are you?
I'm going to be in New York, and I'll be moderating a panel that she's going to be on.
Well, tell her one of their authors say hello.
I will. She knows who you are. We've talked about you before. Ivan, I got about 1 minute left. Last thoughts on networking.
Well, networking, we've talked about this before. Networking is more about farming than it is about hunting. It's about cultivating relationships with other business professionals. Attitude is critical. Technology is powerful, but you've got to go at it from building relationships, not burning bridges.
And, folks, I quote you all the time. I use this term all the time when I'm talking to different people. Networking comes up quite often, or just the whole concept of humans touching humans and interacting and being supportive of one another. I tell them, my friend Ivan Meisner says, givers gain. And you know what? The moment that rose out of my mouth, everybody I'm talking to nods their head knowingly. And
yeah.
Ivan, we thank you for helping to perpetuate that concept.
Well, thank you, Jim, and congratulations. Happy anniversary. I wish you another 10 years.
I appreciate it. And saying the same to you. And let's do it together. What do you think?
You got it.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen, the founder of BNI, Business Network International. Check it out. Go to the website and find out where there's a chapter near you. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program always has been and always will be for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.